USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With COVID-19 cases surging, just as students are about to return from Christmas break, dozens of colleges are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so of the semester, and some warn it could stretch longer if the wave of infection doesn't subside soon. This, as Dr. Jill Garipoli Petalino tells CNN, it's key for elementary age school students and high school students to be back in the classroom.
And if you think about it, these families want their children to go back. They need them for the children's physical and academic and mental health to go back. The parents need to go back to work. So there's a lot of variables here.
Three people are feared dead after a wildfire swept through a Colorado suburb, the fire north of Denver destroying homes this week and burning over 6,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
New Year, same travel issue for thousands of Americans.
Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States, as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. The most affected U.S. carriers were, in order, Southwest, SkyWest, American, Delta, and United. The majority of the U.S. cancellations were from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many of them were delayed due to the New Year's Day snowstorm. The city received 9 inches of snow over the holiday. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency on Saturday as powerful storms ripped through the state, causing flash flooding, power outages, and property damage, including from a possible tornado in Hopkinsville. The governor's office saying flash flooding has also caused many road closures in the central portion of the state. Americans across the nation have been waiting for hours in lines to take COVID-19 tests as cases surge across the country and rapid tests disappear from store shelves. This as President Biden denied a report that his administration rejected the October proposal to increase testing capacity. And regarding getting tested, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary says it's still unclear exactly what the Biden administration is looking for.
Well, you can't have it both ways and have a very limited testing supply that we're rationing, and at the same time give guidance to every American and every business to do routine screening just to get together or engage in regular activities. If we use the current number of tests that they have acquired, we would blow through those tests with the current screening requirements in about 5 days. They've got about 160 million a month planned for the next 3 months. You would need 2 billion a month just to keep up with their own guidance. So they've not moved their guidance from a universal testing protocol to a selective testing strategy. We're still waiting to hear from them about that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.